Last week, I think it was maybe even during the Ramble, we did a story about Blind Melon. You know, they had this hit back in 1993, kind of a classic, No Rain. And the story got our producer, Dan Pashman, thinking. And when that happens, other things happen. Dan joins us in the studio. Hi,
hey,
Dan.
Guys. I'm all right. How are you? Yeah, that story did get me thinking, Allie. And, you know, Blind Melon, this band, they disbanded a little while after their lead singer, Shannon Hoon, died of a drug overdose back in 1995. And as we, Ian, reported last week during, I think it was the Most, actually, they're getting back together, mainly because they found a new lead singer, a guy named Travis Warren, and he's basically a Blind Melon super fan. He has a 12-inch tattoo of the first lead singer, Shannon Hoon, on his back.
That's a fan.
Right. And now he's got his dream job as a lead singer of his favorite band. And this story rang a bell with me, so I did some research, and it turns out this isn't the first time that a superfan has ended up fronting his favorite band. All right, so follow me here. The first time we witnessed this phenomenon was in 1997, when Tim Owens was hired to replace Rob Halford as the frontman for Judas Priest. And Owens had been in a series of Judas Priest cover bands before he got the real gig. Oh, by the way, a quick side note, Owens was also in a band called Brainicide at one point. I just thought I should mention that. I was thinking we should have a BPP segment called Brain Aside.
All right.
I don't know what that will consist of, but I'll work
on
that.
Sounds like killing your brain. Oh, no, I was going to start thinking again.
Yeah, so two Judas Priest fans videotaped Owens in his role without his knowledge, videotaped him in the Priest cover band, and they got the tape to the real band, and the group eventually hired him and gave him the stage name Ripper Owens. So I thought we'd do a quick audio comparison here. Here's Judas Priest performing their classic song, Breaking the Law.
Your name's Ripper now. Like, I can't... Okay.
Yeah. You're not Tim anymore. You're Ripper. So this is them performing their classic song, Breaking the Law, live back in the 80s with original lead singer Rob Halford.
There I was, completely wasted, out of work and down. All inside, it's so frustrating, there's a different town to town.
All right, so that's the original. Now here's Priest performing the same song live in 2001 with Ripper Owens at the helm.
There I was, completely wasting, out of work and down. All inside is so frustrating, and the doom of town in town. Feelings don't nobody cares.
Pretty close to the real thing, I think.
I prefer the Halford.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, if any consolation to you, Allie, I should add that Rob Halford did return as Judas Priest lead singer in 2003.
Feel better.
But if the tale of Tim Owens sounds like a story, you know, kind of fit for Hollywood, it was. And 4 years after he got that job, Mark Wahlberg and Jennifer Aniston starred in a film inspired by Owens' story called Rockstar.
I'm embarrassed I saw it.
Yeah. In the theater?
Yes.
Oh, man, you're busted. That film had the tagline, "The Story of a Wannabe Who Got to Be." Here's a clip of the trailer.
You know what the sickest thing is about you, little man? You fantasize about being somebody else, singing somebody else's songs.
Oh, maybe if I get really lucky, I'll get to grow up and listen to Air Supply and wear jackboots like you.
What's wrong with Air Supply?
We're auditioning for a new lead singer.
The good Lord has given you a hell of a voice.
Do you want the gig then?
All right, so that was Rockstar. Now moving on to 2007, the heavy metal band Anthrax took a cue from Judas Priest and named a 31-year-old personal trainer and part-time singer from Long Island their lead singer. You know, that's where you find most Anthrax fans, in the gyms of Long Island. His name is Dan Nelson, and he met Anthrax guitarist Rob Caggiano on MySpace a few years ago. One thing led to another, and now Nelson's the lead singer of Anthrax. And actually, when he got that gig, his friend gave him a DVD of Rockstar as a gift.
That's a good friend.
Right. So the story continues. And all this leads to my personal favorite superfan on the list, the best story of a wannabe who got to be. Now, you know, we all know and love the band Journey. Am I right? That's right. You know what I'm talking about, Rachel.
Yeah, open arms.
Their guitarist, Neil Schon, was searching for a lead singer to replace estranged frontman Steve Perry. So where would anyone look in that situation? Obviously, YouTube. So
just cornucopia of talent.
Right, exactly. Well, it took him days. Neil Schon spent days on YouTube and was almost ready to give up when he came across a Filipino band called The Zoo that performs original music and covers, especially, you guessed it, Journey covers.
Mm-hmm.
Their lead singer is a guy named Arnel Pineda, who's been called the Filipino Steve Perry.
Awesome.
Which is just about, I think, the greatest compliment you could ever give someone.
Yes, I agree.
Don't know. I mean, you guys agree? And this guy is pretty amazing. Now, first, just in case anyone out there forgets what the original Journey sounds like with Steve Perry, let's first hear a quick clip of their classic hit, Don't Stop Believin'.
It's just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
All right, so that's the original. Now here's Arnel Pineda, the Filipino Steve Perry, with his band The Zoo, performing the same song on YouTube.
It's just a small town girl.
Ow!
Living in a lonely world.
I like it, Arnel.
It took a midnight train going anywhere.
That's pretty great, right?
That's shocking.
Yes.
I love Steve Perry.
So, he sang Oh Sherry.
Right. So Pineda got an email from the Journey guitarist, and he thought it was a hoax. So he ignored it. But then his friend said, hey, you know, what if this is real? This could be your big break. You know, so Pineda wrote back. And eventually he got the gig, and now he's on tour with Journey. And if you want to get an idea of just how faithful he is to the Steve Perry sound, we're going to fade in the original version right now and play them together, layered on top of each other. Take a listen.
A singer in a smoky room, smell wine, a cheap perfume.
Rocking out in the studio. So to all you musical super fans out there, Guitar Hero and Rock Band players alike, I say to you, don't stop believing. This could be your story.
Oh my gosh, twice the Steve Perry.
It's
nice.
So good. Okay, we do have to add this though, Dan.
Yeah.
There was a little asterisk to this story.
Fair enough.
Involving a reality show.
Right. In 2005, there was a reality show called Rockstar, also called Rockstar, that was to find a lead singer in NXS. But we kind of ruled that kind of a different story. It's not the same as a super fan being plucked. And one other quick aside, in my research for this piece, I found out that there's a Journey Island in Second Life.
Really?
They have a Journey Island. Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't have guessed it, but...
I am going there. That is incentive for me to get in on that world.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it, REO Speedwagon.
And Dan and I bonded early on in the BPP about sort of a similar situation over Super Diamond.
Oh, totally. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if you know about this.
I just saw Super Diamond 2 weeks ago.
You did?
Yeah, here in New York.
How great are Super Diamond?
They are pretty awesome, although
They count? They don't really count because...
That's a cover band. Now, if Neil Diamond were to pass away or sadly be unable to perform and the lead singer of Super Diamond were to be hired to front
a Neil Diamond touring company,
yeah,
or something.
With his band.
It's different when it's a band versus an individual performer.
If you're
Neil Diamond or you're not.
Yeah, that's true.
I just wanted to give them a shout out.
Yeah.
That's really it.
I actually prefer Love on the Rocks.
That's right. We didn't have a
now defunct Neil Diamond cover band out of Chicago.
I smell another musical segment coming on, Dan.
Maybe I'll call it Brain Aside.
There you go. Dan Pashman, our producer.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dan.
That was awesome.
Coming up on the Bryant Park Project, this story is odd.
Yeah,
this is you found the story.
The death of a sumo wrestler in Japan. The way he died, it's come out. Now it's this big scandal in Japan. He was apparently beaten to death in the stable where he trains. And the guy who runs that training stable has now been dismissed, is facing criminal charges. And it's gotten a lot of people upset in Japan. We're going to talk to someone who studies the art of sumo about why this is standard practice, this kind of beating. We're going to find out more.
And yesterday, as we were signing off, you said that you're ready for breakfast. I said at breakfast time, you said, yeah, let's get a bagel.
That's right.
We have an in-depth discussion of the everything bagel.
Which is my favorite bagel.
See, there's a little bit of a dispute over the parentage of it. We think we've gotten to the bottom of it. Stay tuned to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.